Welcome back to The Auditions. If you're just joining in, you can use the hashtag The Auditions via social media. That way we can track the entire conversation. However, though, the next contestant coming on stage to perform, well, claims to be one of the very best in terms of his music, but also he's got other talents to show to the judges. Will this impress them or do otherwise? We'll find out shortly. The band is ready. The judges are ready. The audience is ready. Audience, make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Fregene.
Good day, men. Good day, men.
How are you, Fregene?
I'm fine, thank you. And you, how you doing? This very stormy afternoon, how you doing?
Well, we are always good.
How is the rain? Hope there is no turbulence right on that seat where you're sitting.
Oh, come on. We're not flying.
We're not flying.
On what altitude are you standing?
Altitude.
Yeah. Never mind, but I think you're standing on a 2.3 altitude.
Hey.
Oh, let's, okay. No problem. Let's cruise.
I see.
Joe Fregene.
Fregene. From where?
A long story. I'm from Congo.
Oh. Fregene.
From there, Congo, another place.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see. Anyway, I like your outfit. Nice. Really nice.
Thank you.
Nice. So what do you do? What are you here to do for
All right,
us?
I'll be singing.
Oh, okay.
I do music. I love music. Music has always been my first love before anything else. So I know you'll be happy to listen to my music. Great music.
Well, first, before you proceed, I must commend you. I like your comportment. I like the way you comport yourself on stage. And I must applaud you for that. Well done. Well done. So,
Joe
Fregene, I trust that you will blow our minds with your music. Let's hear you. The stage
I bet
yours.
I will. Let's go.
Oh, I'm flying with our wings. I'm flying with our wings. I'm flying with our wings. I wish I could fly, 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 fly up to nowhere. Flying with our wings. I'm flying with our wings. Can fly. Woo! I believe I can fly away. I see me cruising in an altitude, and there is no turbulence. I believe I can fly.
A little rumor to it.
Can we give him a round of applause?
I added a little rumor to it. A little rumor.
I must say
okay,
that.
I added a little rumor.
Joe, can you choose Joe Fregene?
Fregene.
Fregene. You're a good singer.
No? Yeah, thanks. And thanks.
I noticed that you were playing with too many keys. Much as you know what you're doing, but I think you need to work on that part of your vocal strength. You need
nice,
to be able
nice.
To blend,
great.
Right?
All right. Of course, but I know what to work on. I know what not to work on. You can't really tell me what to work on. Because I did my homework before coming here. If I don't know what I'm doing here, I wouldn't have come.
But you shouldn't have shown us the ugly side of your performance if you really did your homework. You practically
I don't see no ugly sound in my music.
You what?
I don't see no ugly side in my music.
Well, you flopped your performance with
I did not. I just
went
added
off
it.
Key.
It was just a little humor.
Are you arguing with me, Fregene?
Sorry, are you arguing with me?
Okay, I think your song was nice. It was
thank
good.
Thank you.
But
of course, it's going to be nice. It's going to impress you. See, I did my homework before I came. I know what to do.
I see. But I'm very particular about the songs that you chose. You actually mixed all the songs were about flying. Why did you do that on purpose or it just happened? Oh, what? Okay. That's what's a that? Pilot outfit.
I'm a pilot.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe formally a pilot, however you want to put it.
So
you don't fly anymore?
Life and what it brings to you.
So
tell us about it.
I was fired.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
How did it happen? Was it as a result of the economic meltdown? Or when did this happen and how did it happen?
All right, I used to fly with a very prominent airline. I don't want to mention their name for their own security.
Okay.
I was the number one pilot. I was flying across all the seven seas. So one day, April 1st, some years back, I was flying from Ghana to Congo. As I was cruising, so I was thinking, this is April 1st. Let me just play a little prank on the passengers. And I told them that I want to crash.
While you're flying?
Yeah. I didn't know that they would take it serious. Some of them started flying out of the plane.
Are you
because
serious?
Some of them even died inside the aircraft. Some of them fainted. Some of them were different things that happened. But by the time I landed, I had not seen my passenger, even the crew. Only me land. So they now said, how can I do such a thing? I'm like, it's just play. Somebody cannot play with them again. And that was how they sent me away. They said they want to relieve me of my work.
Oh, not like they sent you away. They actually relieved you of your work.
It wasn't a relief.
At least he gave the company a good relief now. At least they won't have a joker.
They thought that would break me. But no, I stood up, I'm still standing, and I went back to my first love, which is music. I know my music can never send me away.
But it can actually relieve you also, because what you are doing here, I mean, this is, how would you play with lives? I mean, and you're here, you are still playing, means you have not learned. When did this happen?
2 years ago.
Just 2 years ago, and you've not even learned from your mistake. Why are you still wearing an outfit, a pilot outfit?
It's just the concept of my music, about flying, you know? But at the end of my music, I add humor to it. That part when I did, is humor.
Well, that wasn't funny now.
It's the humor that will put you in trouble. That's why you lost your former job. You are still hua. That's the part I don't like. That's why I'm saying no now. That's the humor that will send you home.
At the end of the music, it's just humor to water down the serious music.
The same humor that watered down you away from your job. You need to be serious with things, especially when you're having a profession. And your music was, you flopped your performance.
Me? I know what I did. You can't tell me that. Sorry. Sorry, but you can't tell me I flopped I didn't.
Are you arguing with me?
No, are you arguing with me? I know what I did. I did my assignment, my homework at home before I came here. If I didn't know what I'm going to do, I'm not going to come here. I don't look like I'm wasting my time. Sorry.
But you actually did your homework and came here and you messed it up.
I didn't mess it up. How did I mess it up? Tell me how I messed it up. I stood here and I sang out my voice and everybody here, they were almost dying.
Okay.
They were dying. And you stand here to tell me that I mess it up. How?
Your voice control was awkward, awful, completely.
I did, didn't I?
My point exactly.
What is awful in, What is awful in, Is there any singer that can do, Sing and do, Let me see.
Okay,
if you can do, if you can do, sing
Joe
it.
Fregene. Joe Fregene. For me, I'll just conclude here. It's a no for me.
And you already know for me, it's a no. So thank you for coming, Mr. Fregene. Please don't try to fly an aircraft.
Yeah.
Why do you have an umbrella, though?
It's about to be stormy weather when landing.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Joe Fregene. Before things get actually stormy, we can keep the auditions moving. Thank you so much. Well done. Congratulations on everything. Well done.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. Let me just let you know, these guys, what they do, they need to check it. You understand? What happened between me and the airline. I was fired, no problem. Now you are sending me away. You are here. You saw it. You see it. I see like a learned person. That's why I'm talking to you. I'm actually learned. I don't relate with everybody.
But well, I appreciate
there's
that.
A reason where, there's a special reason. I don't know why. I've not met you before, but I see you like somebody that has intellect.
We appreciate you. We're just running out of time. That's the problem.
No problem. But then you know, you see what they're doing. I sang my song here and it was good. This young man looked at me and told me that I did trash, which is not nice. You understand?
Yes.
But check it. They need to check it.
Thank you.
They need to check what they do.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Fregene. Well done. Congratulations on everything. Well done.
I feel like a learned person. That's why I'm saying this.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
That was quite stormy. Judges,
But you need to check what you do. Everybody are like water. They don't know where you meet me tomorrow. I don't know where I'll meet you tomorrow.
Joe,
what you do?
Joe Fregene?
Yes. You talk to him. Talk to him if you want him to.
Joe, you need to take it
talk
easy.
To him. No. That's it now.
Joe.
You can't embarrass me. This is like an embarrassment to me. I have line. I have my conscience.
Joe, you can come
conscience.
Back next season.
Don't. You don't try that with people, please.
Thank you very much.
Please. Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you.
No, I'm trying to stay calm.
Yes.
I've just met you for the first time, but I see you like
a
learned person.
I'll see you backstage.
I see you like a learned person. You don't do that to people.
No thank problem. You, Joe.
I'm a learned man.
Thank you.
Flight.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. I don't mean any harm.
Thank you, Joe.
No, I'm not even causing problem. Nice one. No, check me. We're all men. It's fine. Great.
Thank you.
Nice guy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Next. Huh.
Thank you so much, band. Thank you.
Who's next?
Judges, this must have been perhaps the toughest audition yet.
Obviously. This is the part where I get to think about why I got this job in the first place.
Well, we can hope that the next few auditions will be way better. Stand by. If you're just joining in, this is The Auditions. We're having a great time live from the studios here in Lagos. We'll be back shortly with more contestants.